This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Out of the corner, plays it back. Here's a shot, scores! Welcome Jacob Bernard Tucker with a dart against his former team. Canmore can and let it rip, and the game is tied.
Jacob Bernard Docker scores against his former team. Congrats if you had him anytime goal scorer last night. Dylan Cousins does not score.
He did not. I convinced everybody we had a golf league yesterday last night. So I got there right around 6 o'clock, and I convinced, I don't know, 9 guys to all put money down on Dylan Cousins' first goal scorer and then anytime goal scorer.
Yeah.
And luckily, I left before the end of the game, so they couldn't yell at me.
I also watched that game from a golf simulator.
You did. That's right.
The old dojo. That same question was asked in the room. Cousins, anytime goal, to plus 240, right? I'm like, no. That's no. Sucker's bet. Sucker's bet.
And here I am, the sucker.
Plus 350 is what he normally is. He's plus 240 just because he's playing against the Sabres.
Yeah.
Bernard Docker would have been a lot longer odds. By the way, that was one of your moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth.
Can I say that I think I'm ready? 12 games left? 11 for the
Sabres? Sure.
I would, let's say,
it's
let's,
one of the two.
I like 12 because it's a even number. And it's a dozen. It's got a word.
It is 12, by the way.
Okay, it's 12. Perfect. I need to see 12 games of Zach Benson with Tage Thompson.
Yeah, great pass to set up the game.
But it's
goal.
Not even, it was the entire shift.
He dug it out.
It was just the whole shift. And then there was a couple of other moments in the game where he's just, is he not exact? I would say this, he is one of one in terms of what they have on the team in terms of roles. There isn't really anybody that goes to the areas that Zach Benson's well, which we've known for a little while.
Yeah.
He gets in front of the net. He wins battles. He seeks contact.
Mm-hmm.
And he, although he's not the fastest skater on the ice.
Mm-hmm. That I do think is improving, by the way. I'm noticing,
a little bit.
I'm noticing
I noticed it yesterday.
More than he was back checking on the penalty kill.
I noticed it yesterday, too.
Yeah.
I also think they need to find, and this might just be, you know, did Krebs sign a 1-year? Right? A qualifying offer 1 year?
Yes, I think so.
I need Kozak in that position full time. Fourth line center. That's what I would like to see that as a full-time solution. But my point being, I think part of the reason everybody talks about Benson's numbers not really matching a lot of the underlying.
Krebs is a two-year deal, by the way.
I think just as he's not playing on scoring lines. He's not being asked to play on scoring lines.
That's part of it. That's definitely part of it. He is very, very curious to me. I love watching him play. It's incredible to me how smart a player he is at his age.
Yeah.
His hockey sense, his spacing, he is always in the right spot. It is unbelievable to me that player who is NHL edge stats, all the player tracking, in the middle of the season, there was a chart of like the slowest players in the NHL, and he's on that list.
Yep.
One of the slowest players in the NHL right now. And he is 5'10", 170.
And let me tell you, that might be generous. 5'10 is generous.
Yeah. So I've got a guy that isn't big at all, isn't fast, and he makes the impact that he does. Right, he's not putting up points. But I was looking the other day for Locked On Sabres, looking at Ryan McLeod, trying to figure out like what his next contract is going to be. And what's the story about Ryan McLeod? He's scoring more this year, but why is he here? He's a great defensive center. So I go to Evolving Hockey. I'm looking for like some advanced stats on his defensive game. So I go to Even Strength Defense, which is one of their ratings on even strength, just how you are, your defensive impact at even strength. And I'm looking for McLeod. And before I can even scroll down, I haven't even categorized it by Buffalo yet. It's the whole league. And there's Zach Benson is the eighth best defensive forward in the entire NHL. Like a spot above Barkov. 98th percentile for his defensive numbers on that front. And that's not surprising. That lines up with what we're seeing defensively. But right, he's not scoring yet, and he's not putting up big points. I do think some of that is probably who he's playing with. I do think some of that is he has got to get faster and bigger.
Yeah.
And when he gets stronger, I think his shot would probably get a little bit better, and then he'll be able to finish more of these chances.
Not convinced he's ever really going to be like a perennial 20-goal scorer. I think he could be more like in the 15 to 17 goal range every year, but be a guy that gets 45 assists.
That's why he's curious to me. I don't know what to make of his ceiling. I think you're probably, what you just said is probably more likely, that he's not a perennial 20-goal scorer, or maybe he's a 50, 60-point guy because he gets a lot of assists. I still feel like I want to be open to him being like an elite forward, though, because he is that good when it comes to all the extra stuff. But he's not going to get to what I'm talking about, like a point-per-game player, unless he gets way faster and way stronger. And he's 19, so that could happen. That's why I think he's very, very tough to predict right now. In most instances, he hasn't played in the NHL yet. He's only here because of his brain, basically.
Yeah. And that's the thing you really don't teach. I mean, I also...
Yeah.
He is...
They joke about it on that. There was a... the Sabres do, like, they're mic'd up, whatever, during practice. And, like, a month ago, they had Benson mic'd up. And he's, you know, in the middle of the clip. He's standing in front of the net. And Yoki Haru is chirping him, like, oh, you're going to tip that puck with your hockey IQ? Like, the guys on the team know about his hockey IQ, and they're ribbing him about it. So... I don't know. I don't know what his ceiling is. I want to believe he could be a top-line player, though. And as soon as next year, you might not want that, though, because you need this team to get going. And do you want to put the 20-year-old on the first line, or do you want to have somebody else that you've acquired in the offseason?
I just would like to see what it... And I think it was, Kulik, Tage, and him yesterday?
That was the line, yeah. Yep.
Is that an ideal first line in the NHL? Probably not, but... I don't know.
It could be in 4 years.
I'm also really interested in what Kulik's going to be. He's struggled to stay consistently on the ice with injuries this year.
Yeah.
But man, when he's in the lineup, he's also looked, and the move to center has been really good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a young line.
These are the types of conversations, though, I don't want them having right now.
Because they can't keep having these conversations.
Because this is the same thing they've been doing for at least 5 years, which is, oh, we don't need to go do anything major in the offseason because all these young guys are going to do it. Kulik's going to take a step up, and Benson's going to take a giant step up. I am confident and hopeful that that's going to happen for at least those two right now. But we had the same conversations 3 years ago about Jack Quinn, J.J. Paterka, and Dylan Cousins. And, you know, not a total strikeout. Paterka looks great. He's scoring every game right now. But
Paterka just has these blocks of games where he just goes completely cold and completely quiet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he plays in 65 games this year. He's second in the team in points, first in forwards in assists. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think he's a very good player.
I think he's a very good player.
But
I think in what we're seeing is what we saw a lot of last year, which is just so much tweaking and moving of the lineup. And I'm not here to tell you that I don't think other teams do this, even the really good teams do this. But there is at least a semblance of continuity throughout your lineup. You're not switching all three guys around all the time. That's injury has forced that a little bit. But I think JJ, I would definitely say Jack Quinn, but there's other things going on with Jack Quinn. With Paterka, isn't he a little bit a victim of he just hasn't had a consistent line mates that he's building chemistry with?
Well, his consistent line mate was Cousins, actually.
Well, it was Cousins. I feel
Cousins
like it's more
for
Tuck
for 3
now.
Years, and now, right, it's being a little more mixed. Maybe it's going to end up being Tuck more often. That too could be a factor, that the two guys that were lost in the wilderness were always together.
Yes.
Quinn and Cousins. They were always together. They were always the most common line mates of each other when they played. I don't know.
This
I don't know what to do with him. But
this team is probably going to end up with, we'll see what happens over the next 12. Maybe they end up with 230 goal scorers. What a change this is from 2023.
Yep.
What a dramatic change. I mean, they had, what, 5 guys that scored 30 goals in 2023? Or is it 6?
They had a few. Skinner did it. Thompson did it. Tuck did it. And Cousins did it.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did Olofsson do it too? Olofsson got like 28. That's probably it. That's still double from what you had. Lindy, by the way, getting his 600th win yesterday.
Olofsson had 28, Cousins 31, Skinner 35, Alex Tuck 36, Tage 47.
Okay. So Lindy gets his 600th win yesterday. He's the second coach, 600th win with the Sabres, excuse me. Second coach in NHL history to win 600 games with one organization. Have you thought at all about, I thought about this a little bit yesterday because of the milestone that he got, about what do you think whether he's going to be the coach next year or not?
Did you hear his quote after the game?
No.
He got asked, basically, do you want to be back? Like, are you going to come back?
He got that question yesterday?
And he basically said, I think that, I can fix anything, and I think that's what's made this season so disappointing.
He said, yeah, I really want to get this right.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would say he's back, I almost think universally, even
if
Adams
is
not
the GM,
I think he's here.
I think you're probably right. 803-0550 is the phone number. We're going to get to Diggs and New England. Change anything for the Patriots in your mind? Or is it just unveiling maybe some dormant, New England? They might be on their way. We'll get to that when we come back here at 7 o'clock. A little trivia along the way as well, too. We got our backup quarterback fixing so far. We should have to name at least one backup quarterback in every single segment today.
Yeah.
So I will go
with... some trivia. We need like a list of career backups with the with the most touchdowns.
A certain list that has a guy like Charlie Fry on it,
yep.
For instance.
Oh, yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.